Okay, we're up to Perek Yud Beis. We are up to Pasuk Zayin. Before we do Pasuk Zayin, I just want to mention a piece of Gemara, Masechta Sanhedrin of Kuf Ches. Now you learn the Pasuk and you go back to the Gemara, the Gemara opens up in a different way because we're more familiar with the Pasuk. And the Pasuk and Pasuk, we mentioned Pasuk Hey, difficult Pasuk, Lapid Buz, Le'ashtus Sha'anon, Nochon, Le Moade Rogel. So we learned the simple interpretation is that according to the Mitzudos, Eov is saying that I, in the thoughts of my friends, my friends throw upon me fiery shame or disgrace. They look at me as a fool. I'm a lapid buz, fiery shame. I am la ashtus. In the thoughts, ashtus according to the Mitzvot means the machshavos of the sha'anon, of the person who is at peace, who is confident. Nachon, but the truth is nachon lemo ade rogel. But he goes on, according to the Mitzvot, he goes on to say, but the end will be that the. I'll read the words again in the Mitzvot's pasuk. Hey, lapid bus ki chen aderech asher lemachshavos is sha'anon v'sheket meirov kol yichoshev kelapid habuz. In the thoughts, from the perspective of a person who is at peace and who is successful, has nothing to worry about. In their thoughts, I am a foolish person. They throw towards me fiery shame. Es mi ashehum nochun sheyei moadu raglav lipol. To a person whose feet are about to fall. So they're calling me, I am a person who is mo'adei rogel. I am a person whose feet are about to slip. I am about to fall. I am nochon, I am prepared. I am set to collapse. And they laugh at me. Someone who is weak and feeble and is vulnerable is a source of mockery to people who are successful. They say to themselves, why can't this shemazel get a job? Why can't he do something with his life? Why is he so unsuccessful? The only people who think such things are people who are successful. Because they think if they were successful, so it's easy. There's nothing holding back every single person from achieving. And they don't realize that sometimes, loy lachachomim lechem. I saw it just to tell you a joke. I told someone that in Haggadah there are the Arbob Bonim. So a Shnor once came to the Rebbe and told the Rebbe, Rebbe, by me, it was Miskayim all the Arbob on him. What do I mean? This person is in poverty. I'm a Chacham. What does it say about a Chacham? V'lo lachachomim lechem. I'm a Rasha. What does it say about a Rasha? Loi ve Rasha v'lo yishalem. I have chayvos. I borrowed lots of money and I haven't paid off my debts. I'm a Tam. A Tam is someone that does it more than once. As long as a mu'ed, you do it three times. Tom, even two. I borrowed money, haven't paid back. And I'm a she'en yodei l'shol. No one wants to lend me to lend me money. So I'm a shnar. All four bonim. So according to the simple interpretation of this passage, according to the Mitzvah, the stuff, there's a person who is unsuccessful. Eve is saying that he refers to himself. And he is nochon, he is set. Lemoade rogel, he is about to collapse under his own weight due to his struggles in life, and this is nothing more than a source of mockery to the people who are successful. That is the simple interpretation of the pasuk. The Gemara in the Masechta Sanhedrin interprets this pasuk in reference to the Mabul and Noach. I'll read you exactly the words of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Darash Rava, Maidich Sef, Lapid Buz, Laashtus, Sha'anon, Nochon lemoade rogel melame. This pasuk, the other interpretation of this pasuk, according to a homiletic interpretation, is melame. It shows Noach hatzadik moichiach oisam. He would rebuke the people of his generation with fiery words of musar, lapid buz. Avamalohem, he would tell them things shem koshim that were strong kalapidim that were like torches. Torches of buz, he put upon, he gave them musr, v'hoyu mevazin, but what would they do? So you have to, each one word at a time. Lapid, lapid kama, Noach would give Musar to his generation. His Musar was sharp. It was fiery. It was, what? Powerful, powerful words. How would they respond? They responded with buzz. What does that mean? For hoyu mivazin oiso. They would respond with disgracing Noach. Amrulo, zokein. Teva zolom, why are you building this ark? Amalohem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he told them, Amalohem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mevi aleichem mabul. Hashem is bringing upon is going to destroy you. Amrul, they said to mabul shel mor, what kind of mabul? In mabul shel eish, if Hashem is going to bring up mabul of fire, he's going to send in fire from the heavens to destroy us. We're not worried. Yesh lanu davar, davar acher, olisa shema.
Davar achad.
Yesh lanu, what were you saying?
Devor
echod. Echod, okay. I have a whole different gears. So yesh lanu, okay, the dalet. Okay, I have a ratio. It could be it's a mistake, whatever it is. Yesh lanu dover acher, v'alisa shema, which fire, it's not subject to fire. So what we'll basically do is we're going to smear the world with this thing called alisa. Now that's not in the pasuk. See, that part of the conversation is not in the pasuk. It just says, lapid, Noach gave them Musar, they responded with buzz, and then he told them it's going to be a mabul, and they responded, if it's going to be a fire, we're not concerned. V'im shel mayim, who, maybe, let's say maybe Hashem wants to destroy us with water. Water can come from two locations. It can come either from the heavens, or it can come from the earth. So they said, im shel mayim hu mevi, im min ha'aretz hu mevi. So this possible is coming from the heaven or the earth. Yesh lanu ashoshiyos. Now seemingly that's what the pasuk over here says, ashtus. So the word ashtus is similar to the word ashoshiyos, shel barzel. I guess this means tubes.
Plates
of barzel. She'anu mechapin b'chem es aretz. If it's coming from the earth, we're going to take these plates of barzel and we're going to cover the earth. It's going to prevent it. We have technology which can prevent the world from being flooded. V'im min hashamayim hu. If Hashem is going to bring it from the heavens, yesh lanu davar. We have something. V'okev shemo. The yesham. Some say ikesh shemo. I don't know what that is. Some type of thing which they can. Some type of technology where they can prevent the heavens from flooding the world. Okay, I don't know whatever it is.
I don't know
that part of the conversation is also not in the pasuk. The only thing that's in the pasuk is ashtus. Ashtus is plates of, according to this interpretation, ashtus means something very strong, and it's plates of metal with the coating to cover the earth. So seemingly that part of the conversation is in the word sha'anan. Shanon means we're complacent. We're not concerned about the mabul. We'll overcome the mabul. Amar lohem. So now Noach responds. This is the end of the Gemara. Amar lohem hu mevi es hamabul mibein ikvei ragleichem. Hashem will bring the mabul between the soles of your feet. Now I don't know what the significance of that is. Shenemar. But the Gemara concludes the source for that is the very end of the pasuk. Nochon. It is prepared. The mabul is prepared l'mo'adei rogel, for the faltering of the foot, which according to this interpretation, it is a reference to what is the foothold. The person stands on his ankles, and that's where the mabul will come from. It will come between your ankles. Okay, it's just an interesting idea. The pasuk, the Gemara over here tells us that this is a reference to the mabul. Let's go further. Now we go to pasuk Zayin. Pasuk Zayin begins a new theme which takes us to the end of this parak, where Eev says, Eev responds, at least according to the interpretation of the Mitzudos, that Soifar Hanamosi and Eliphaz and Bilud, how dare you accuse me of being foolish and not recognizing that there is Hashkocha Pratis. I'm very well aware that HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls the world, and the proof to this recognition is to look at the Bria. Look at nature. He focuses here specifically on the animal kingdom. According to the Ramban, and this is elaborated upon, I believe, by the Rabbi Eisenman, he elaborates very much upon this idea. Eov is saying that there is that in the animal kingdom we can see the fact that there is Hashkocha Pratis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu guarantees the existence of various species of animals, and guarantees they don't go extinct. They exist. The fact that they're out there and they continue to survive despite all of their difficulties is a clear indication that HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls the world. So just from our observation of the animals, we can be certain that there is a creator who is involved in the dealings of this world. Let me elaborate. Let's take a look. Pasuk Zayin V'ulam. The truth is, I know that there is a creator. How dare you accusing me of denying Hashem's involvement in this world? Sha'alna, why not ask V'hemos, the animals, V'soy Recha, and they will teach you. The animals themselves will teach human beings to recognize the existence of a creator. V'oif ha-shamayim, the birds of heaven, v'yaged loch, and they will tell you, they will declare HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wisdom. Now what is this pasuk the source of? This pasuk is a very powerful pasuk. It's the source of something which has become in our generation very popular. Renaissance. No one even heard about this until only about 10 years ago. And now it's a multi-million dollar business. Perek Shira.
Yeah.
Perek Shira. Perek Shira, the tradition is that it was written by David HaMelech. Some say Shlomo HaMelech put it together. And it's an analysis of the Bria. And each item in the Bria, we had a couple of Shirim on this. I stopped in the middle. Okay, so we still have more to do. We're not finished yet with that. We can one day come back to it. But the Bria, each item in the Bria sings Shevach V'Hoida to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this pasuk says it very clearly. This pasuk is really a great pasuk to use as an overview for Perek Shira. Eov is the one who is promoting Perek Shira. If you want to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in the Bria, there's nothing more you have to do. Forget about human beings. Okay, the Perek Shira has nothing to do with human beings. Only discusses nature and animals. And that's exactly what he's doing here in the following psukim. V'ulam sha'alna v'hemos v'sarecha. Just read Perek Shira and you'll come to be makir the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They will teach you. V'oif ha'shamayim v'yaged loch. Pasuk Zayin in the Mitzudos David. Yeah?
In Russia, for example, wherever there's discussions of Riyasa Olam, invariably it comes. They bring in psukim from Eov. I often wondered if that suggests that Eov was very early in history, because he has so much of a he writes so much of it descriptively of Briyas HaOlam.
Yeah, I don't know the answer.
Yeah.
Okay, there is a lot. It's true. Let's say the pasuk zayin in the mitzvah stuff. V'ulam perhaps aval chokmas malucha. What is this that you claim? This was his opening statement in this parak. How dare you think you are the wisest of all men, and with your death, chokma will cease to exist? You're not so special. We don't need you to tell us that there is a ribono shel olam. It's obvious. Just go walk out into the street and look around. Look at the animals, and it's obvious. You're not presenting us with anything. Your wisdom is nothing special. Any simple person can reach the same conclusions as you. Aval chokhmas maloch. What's the big deal? What's the big deal? What's up with your chokhma? V'imk b'hoidas halamas cheker eloka. If with reference to recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond a human being's comprehension, and that's why you criticize me not to complain, because I don't recognize that there is a greater being in this world than myself. I know that. You're not telling me chidushim. Lo tzrich nolach. I don't need you. Ki b'yemes sha'al es ha-behemos. Ask the animals. D'chol echot t'lam d'cha. Each animal will teach you helomas cheker eloka, the depth, the profundity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. Rotzo loymar mashlimos mishlemos yitziras hayitzurim, from the perfection of creation, umihachochma asher bohem, and from the wisdom that is built into nature, yischalfu elu me'ele, where each one is unique, each creature is different than the other, because that nuchal lehaskil, it's obvious, one can derive, shleinim secheke eloka, that it's impossible for a human being to fathom the infinite wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, uche'ilu heim yoru, it's as if the creatures of the world are teaching the agidu ezos and are revealing this information to mankind. Perek Shira, right in front of us. This Sayrech Pasik, what does it say in Rashi? Rashi Pasik Zayin. Okay, there is no Rashi. Okay, did we do the Rashis yesterday? Yeah, we did. Okay, let's go further. We did. Okay, Pasik Ches Osiach Laaretz, or speak to the earth, nature. Nature, this soy recha, same word we had above, and the earth will teach you about Hashem's wisdom. The Yisapru Lecha Dige Hayam, and likewise the fish will tell you, relate, Sipur will relate the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's interesting to take note, there are three different expressions. There is the word soy recha. Serecha comes from the word Torah. What does Torah mean? Instructions. It's an instruction manual for the world. So we have the word Torah. They will teach you. They will instruct you. We have the expression Yagid, like the Haggadah. And we have the expression of Sipur, the Yisapu. Eiv is using three different expressions to describe the Brit HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One in reference to animals, birds, or also you have another word. You have Sha'al. You have Sheila. Ask. Ask. That's really
what. We have three of these Lushanis in the Haggadah. We don't have Torah.
We have Sibur in Haggadah. We don't have Torah. We have Sheila also in the Haggadah.
Also, right?
And we have Haggadah, Sheila.
Recha we don't have.
Okay, and Sipur we have. Interesting. Siach also we don't have. We have the word Siach, we don't have the word Siach.
The Siach is?
The speech. Siach is speech.
In verse. Or is it a verb? Siach, Laaretz, plants.
Siach, Laaretz, speak to the earth. Nature. Let's have a conversation with the earth, with nature. With nature. Nature will reveal to you HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wisdom. Fish and birds and animals. All the various things that you find in Sefer. In Perek Shira. Okay, let's go further. Let's take a look in the Mitzudos Pasuk Ches, V'Sarecha Ratzulaymar, Mitivei Arba HaYisoidos, the nature, the four elements of nature will reveal V'chol HaDvarim HaNimsambar, it's all of the various things which are found on the earth, HaMukavim Mehem, which are made up from the four elements. Me'ela Tucha L'Hobin Helim Chikar Al-Kar, from these things we can learn the infinite wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk Tes.
Look at science,
and by studying science,
no wonder the
no one learns the
earth. The Rabbani Yisrael didn't start working on Perek Shira. They work on Amuka, they work on the Varim, but on the Perek Shira, it's too slipkinish.
Invented a new word.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have over here. We have here instructions from Eif to study nature, study science, and your conclusion will reveal there is a creator. And not only will reveal there's a creator, that's way beyond our understanding. Pasuk test mi lo yada b'chol eile, who does not know all these things? Who, in other words, this is going back to the opening words of this parak. Who in the world do you think you are, my three friends, that present yourselves as being the wisest of all men. There's nothing special about you. Every single person in this world is just as wise as you. Mi lo yada v'chol eilu. Who doesn't know this? Who doesn't know what you're telling me? You're telling me chachidush, that there's a creator, and a human being cannot fathom HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wisdom. Who doesn't know this? Ki yad Hashem osis ozos, Hashem created this world. It's simple. Pasuk Tes, mi lo yada b'chol eilu, mi hu asochel, who is the fool? Ashelo yaskil odas, that it's not, that will not apply himself to become wise to know he'alomos cheker eloka, the infinite wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be'emtsois eila hadvarim, through the means, by studying nature and science, zulas mamorecha, without your words of wisdom. even if you would not have come on the scene and told us about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's infinite ways, we, every single person, would reach the same conclusion regardless. Ki Yad Hashem, Ki Halo Yad Hashem, Osa So Kol Zos, Behem Halo Yukach Rai Al Kol Emek HaKoch Mashayin Lachekelo, and therefore it's obvious to all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and every single person can come to this conclusion. Pasuk Yud. Asher, now he elaborates. Some of these words we have here are part of the Nusach HaTzfilah. Asher b'yodoi nefesh kol chai.
The whole Pasuk.
In HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. Now, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands is the soul of all living creatures. The Ruach kol b'sa'ish, the spirit of human beings. A man has a Ruach. A living creature has a Nefesh. A man has a Ruach. Pasuk Yud in the Pasuk, Hashem b'yado, Musav l'miko shalafanav, lemar hu elokim, Hashem is God, Hashem b'yado, v'ruach zohar la'atzmo, ruach ha'odam, ki al kihi ho'ila al kulana, the highest level is the ruach. The ruach is the highest level, and therefore that refers to the ish, to a human being who is the crown of creation. Pasuk Yud Aleph, haloi oizen milin tifchon, v'cheich ochal yitam lo. An ear understands, discerns words. The ear, I have Shema Yisrael. Shema does not just mean listen. Shema means understand. Haskes u'Shema Yisrael. That is really what he's doing over here. He's saying it very clear. He's very saying it in a more elaborate way. The ear doesn't just hear the sound waves. It's tivchon. It discerns. It discerns the meal and the words that come its way. The cheich, the palate, oichel, Yitam lo, food, the palate tastes food. This itself is a fascinating concept that a human being is able to understand through his ears and his mouth, is able to taste various types of foods. That itself is wisdom, but that's not really what he means here. He means over here that, let's see how Mitzutz explains the pasuk, Yid Aleph, Halo Ezen, Ha Ezen Hashemas, the ear that listens, Tivchan hadvarim mimi nemru, understands from who the words come from. The achich atoyim, the palate which tastes, who yitam lo tam hamachol hamar, who imosuk can discern if food is sweet or bitter. Kibon nitin hahergish hazev v'yuvan imkein harbi min hadvarim al pichush. So he's coming according to the Mitzvah. This is more of a metaphor that just like. The palate can taste food, and the ear can understand words. Likewise, a human being has the ability to look at the Bria and comprehend that there is a Creator. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given man the ability to understand and differentiate between different types of things and reach the conclusion that there is a Creator. Pasek Yud Beis, Bishishim Chochma, in old age. Bishishim means old age. The word Bishishim comes from the word Yesh, Yesh. Okay, twice. It's a repetition of Yesh, Yesh. Why? The ultimate accomplishment, attainment in this world is age. There's nothing like life experience. Mashayase hazman lo yase haseich. What time can do, intellect cannot do. Yesh literally means something. It means substance, existence, essence. Living in this world for a long period of time is the ultimate substance, the ultimate matter a person can take from this world. You take with you life experience. Bishishim chokhma, the length of days comes to vuna, comes understanding. Now here, according to the Mitzudos, something very powerful, which only the Mitzudos seems to say, is that he's directly attacking Sofer Hanamasi by telling him, I'm a lot older than you. I have much more wisdom, I have more life experience, so how dare you speak down to me and tell me that I'm a fool. Just the fact that I'm older demands that you have respect and don't talk to me with chutzpah, arrogance. Pasuk Yud Beis in the Mitzudos. What? Eve was 70, that we know for sure. How old was Sofer Hanamos? We have no idea. But the Mitzudos here, only he says this, he uses this as a source that he was older than Sefer Hanamasi. Bishishim Chachma, Uvavur Zeyim Sahari Ben HaChachma, Belev HaYishishim, because a person is, I'm older, There is much wisdom to be found in the heart of an old man. Due to old age, they have seen many things. And through old age, a person is able to discern, understand one thing from another thing. When it ends the pasuk, this is a grammatical lesson. When it says here, end the pasuk, we have to read it as if it says, and with old age comes tavuna. We take the base that appears in the beginning of the pasuk bishishim, and we repeat that base a second time, which means that the base is not part of the sherish. Right. The word is yishishim.
Is 60 plus 10, is 70.
60 plus 10 is 70. How do you get that?
Shishim is 60, and
you're... Oh, I see what you're saying.
So,
shishim...
So he says, with 60, I've reached the stage of chachmah.
Shishim, and then you have another yud in the beginning. Yes, shishim. You want to say shishim, and another yud in the beginning. 70. Very interesting.
Old age, I got
tavuna. Okay, but he was only 70. He was only.
Right.
So he's saying a very big chiddush. I have never heard this before. I heard this word many times. They saying yes, shishim really means 60 plus the yud in the beginning,
and
70. Very nice. A very interesting idea. Let's see again the Mesudas. The beis is not part of the sherish. The beis is a prefix to the word. And therefore, we can repeat it for the end of the pasuk, for the coin to this style of writing. The Alkit Sefer Hoyet Sefer, this is the Chiddush of the Mitzudos, being that Sefer was a young man, Mimenu, younger than Eiv, Liyamim, Omar Eich Tispa'er B'chachma L'muli, how dare you glorify yourself in wisdom opposite me, V'ani Yoshish V'zokein Mimcha, I am older and have more life experience than you. Okay, now let's see Rashi. Rashi pasuk Yud Aleph Halo Ozen Milin Tifchon VeLomo Lo Yodu Zos Hashemim Poalo. And why wouldn't those who hear his deeds know about this? Kasher Hachich Yitam Leachol. Rashi explains the pasuk very simply that why do you Tzayfer and your friends think that only you possess wisdom? Every single person who hears, who looks at the Bria and has a conversation. I guess the reason why it says the listening, the ear listens, it means to listen to what the Bria has to say. As we mentioned above, you are required to ask, to have a conversation with the earth, to ask the animals, to speak to the birds, to the fish. You're supposed to speak and have a conversation with these parts of the Bria, and they will tell you things. When your ear listens to what they have to say, the average simple man will come to the conclusion that there is a creator, and his wisdom is infinitely more than any human being can comprehend, and therefore every person knows this. So why do you, Tzofar, and your friends, pride yourself in being the wisest of all men? Why would the people who listen to Hashem's deeds that are related by Hashem's creation understand this? Kasher, just like it's human nature for the palate to taste flavor in food that one eats. Kasher hachich yit am lechol has flavor in food. Pasuk Yud Beis, bishishim chokma, ladas ki imoy chokma, to know that with him comes wisdom. Rashi does not really explain what this means, what he's trying to do with this pasuk. The Mitzudas explains, but Rashi is a little bit more, is more vague. Maybe according to Rashi, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, could be that he's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that we describe as being Bishishim. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no such thing as time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's time is infinite. So Memeil HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the big picture. Hashem is wise. Hashem has Tevuna. Now there are two Midrashim. One Midrash comes from Tanchuma. Tanchuma says, Asher biyodo nefesh kol choy, v'ruach kol besari. I'll read you the words. Omar Rabbi Tanchum, Baruch Hanilai. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, biti biyodeich, biteich biyodi. My daughter is in your hands, and your daughter is in my hands. What does this mean? Biti biyadeich zo haTorah. My daughter, in this Tanchuma, the Torah is described as the daughter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's very interesting, very unique. Where do you find such a medrash that describes the Torah as Hashem's child, and specifically Hashem's female child, his daughter? Biteich biyadi, man's daughter is in my hands. What does that refer to? Zohanefesh. A person's neshama is described as the daughter of the body. Uchsev, Asher biyado nefesh kolchoi, says in the pasuk here, in Hashem's hand is nefesh kolchoi, im ata mishamer es shali, ani mishamer es shalucha. If you guard my daughter, I will guard your daughter. That's how this pasuk is. Biyado nefesh kolchoi, our daughter is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a pledge. It's a pledge that we reciprocate, we guard Hashem's daughter. Okay, the next pasuk, next medrash is, it's not a medrash, it's a Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Beis, Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi Omer, Talmidei Chachamim, Kolzman, Shemaskinin, Chochma, Nitoisefes, Bohem, Shenemar, Bishishim Chochma, Ve'erch, Yemim Tehuna, Ve'ame Ha'oretz, Kolzman, Shemaskinim, Tipshus, Nitoisefes, Bohem, Shenemar, Meisir Safa Lenemonim V'Tam Lezekelim Yikoch. This comes at the end of the parak. Okay, so here this famous gemara, this famous expression, the difference between a chacham, a tam chacham, and a zake and a tibish, amoretz. When ame haratzim get old, they become more foolish. When talmidei chachamim, they say about the Ayatollah, when he was a zakein, so he was watching cartoons. It's very sad that a person that's void of chokhmah,
you regress,
watching cartoons. Talmidei chachamim calls man shemaskinim daiton misyashavis. That doesn't mean to say rachman l'tzlan. There are people who are talmidei chachamim and they lose it. We all know that, but it's a frightening thing. It's a frightening thing that. But Chazal say this idea that talmidei chachamim, if you use your mind correctly, your life, at least al derech hateva. Okay, Rahman al-Islam, all these type of illnesses we are all frightened even to think about, to hear about. But there is such a thing, Bishishim Chochma, Talmidei Chacham calls man Shemaskinim, Chochma Nitoisefes Bohem. Ame Haaretz calls man Shemaskinim, Tipshus Nitoisefes Bohem. I saw in a Haggadah recently about a fascinating story about a certain Talmud Chacham. Who was it? I don't remember the names. The person went collecting. He went collecting, he visited a certain Talmud Chacham, and he said to him, he went into his study, he says, and this Talmud Chacham was a Zokin Muflug. He was 100 years old, and he was sitting and learning with great intensity. And the collector came into his study and was nishtoimim at the sight of a person 100 years old with a snow white beard, sitting and deeply immersed in Talmud Torah. And he asked him for a donation. He says, oh, who are you collecting for? Here's a donation. He gave him a donation. He took the donation, and he stood there just to take in the sight of the person learning. And he stood there for 5 minutes. 5 minutes later, the Talmud Chacham lifted up his eyes, and he saw him. He said to him, can I help you? And the collector says, yes. He forgot himself. Yes, I'm collecting for an institution. Can you please give me a donation? Oh, of course. And the Talmud Chacham had no recollection that 5 minutes ago the same person was here, asked the donation, and he gave him another donation. And the person didn't want to leave, and he just wanted to watch, just to absorb, to see. And then 5 minutes later, Talmud Chacham said to him, here you go, what are you doing here? And through the conversation, the Talmud Chacham revealed that he has Alzheimer's, dementia, whatever he has. He literally does not remember what happened 5 minutes ago. But he taught him learning. He has not forgotten one thing. So it's amazing. I mean, if it's true, I don't know. But such a thing that when it comes to learning, there's such a thing.
This is what
was important to the person. This was important to the person. I once heard the difference between two talmidei chacham. I don't know if I should say the names, but I heard there were two. Gedolei Yisrael, one of them was Nifter, one of them Yibad L'chaim Toi Maruchim is alive. And I read a story that each one of these Gedolei Yisrael, each one is about 100 years old. Each one of them has probably hundreds of grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And they said the difference between the two is, one of them, he knows the name of every single one of his grandchildren, great-grandchildren. As soon as he sees any, the hundreds, every single one he knows. The other one doesn't. He knows his children, his grandchildren.
He doesn't.
Right, now they're both known to be brilliant minds. They're both known to know Kol HaTorah Kulo. So someone explained to me, what's the difference? The difference is not who's smart, who's not smarter. It's just a matter of if it means something to them. That to one of them, it was he appreciates his grandchildren, his great grandchildren, so he knows every single one. The other one, he's just not interested. It's a strange thing. Once you get to a point where you have hundreds of great grandchildren. All right, so you don't know every single one's name. We know people like that. We know people, Baruch Hashem, they're Zoicha, Tremendous Bracha, they're 80, 90 years old, they're very large families, and they have 100 great-grandchildren. It's not so uncommon. Do they really know all of the names? So if they know Kol HaTorah Kulo, if this person knows Kol HaTorah Kulo, he can quote, he can recite word for word, Shas, so he can memorize his own great-grandchildren. What's the big deal? The answer is, it's not important. It is not important to him, so that's why. It's an interesting idea. But here he says, in this pasuk, Bishishim chachma v'orich yamim tavuna, there is wisdom in old age. Pasuk yud gimel, imoy chachma.
They're doing this with the seniors. They're trying to keep them as sharp as possible. Where my mother was, trivia games and other types of exercises, mental exercises, and the success is clear that if they can keep them on these types of stimulation, that they can thwart a certain amount of dementia. I mean, it's going to come on anyway. But it's truly amazing.
It doesn't hurt, right? That's for sure.
Right, it doesn't hurt.
Study six results.
On the front page of the New York Times a couple of years ago, they had a study of nuns in a monastery. And, you know, a lot of nuns went through this. And they read all the essays that these women wrote when they went into the monastery. And they say that the ones who wrote the more elaborate essays, those are the ones who didn't develop Alzheimer's, and the ones who wrote very poorly and didn't elaborate and weren't very good essays, those are the ones who did. So here you're talking about the determinants of how much you remember is from the beginning, not...
So non-nuns remember none?
Say that again?
Non-nuns.
Non-nuns remember? I don't get it.
Non-nuns remember none.
Let me to an honorary,
that's what some of you. Let's go further. Imai chachma gvura lo yetza usfuna. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is chachma gvura lo to Hashem is etza counsel usfun understanding. Pasik yud gimel. Imo uvavur roiv hashanim yodati imkein bilodecha she'im Hashem tachlis hachachma vagvura. I'm aware due to my old age that with HaKadosh Baruch Hu resides wisdom lo yetza hu hamaskil lo seis etza. He's the one that is wise to give counsel. And his possession is understanding. Pasuk Gidalit, Hein Yaharos V'lo Yibaneh. If Hashem decides to destroy V'lo Yibaneh, it will not be rebuilt. Yiskar Al Ish V'lo Yiposeach. The Kadosh Baruch Hu decides to imprison man, V'lo Yiposeach. Nothing is going to stop that man from being released from his situation. Pasuk Gidalit Mitzudos, Hein Yaros Kasher Yachpoetz LaHashkiach. Hello, Yishadeid Hamaracha. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be involved in the world, Hello, Yishadeid Hamaracha. He will destroy. Yishadeid means will destroy the arrangement of against the constellations or the arrangement of the way things are set up on this world. Uchshehu Mehares Davar, and when he attempts to destroy something, davarma hine lo yivne bezulas ritzono, it will not be rebuilt unless he wants. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to destroy something, it will be destroyed and will not be rebuilt unless he wants it to happen. Yiskar kasher yiskar hamaaser al ish. When Kadosh Baruch Hu decrees that a person should be locked up, should be in prison, or should be prevented from accomplishing something in this world, v'hinei lo yiposeach bezulas chevso, a person will not be released from his situation unless Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants. Pasuk tezvav. If Hashem wants a field to dry up, does not want it to rain, wants the crop to wither, it's going to dry up. When Hashem wants to flood a field, to destroy it in this method, the earth will be overturned. It will happen. Hashem will do what He wants. Pasuk tezayin, heini atzar yimone hanevia b'mayim. Nevia means the flow. Hashem will deny the flow of water. The nase hamokam yavesh, the place will become dry. Vishalchem upa'am. The mitzvah is a lot of explanation. Vishalchem means when Hashem wants, Hashem will send a flood. Upa'am yirbe meimehem. Vishalchem lishtoif pnei adam, to flood the earth. And that will cause the earth to be overturned. Kim av kim abdim harbe, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many different techniques of destruction. Pasuk Zayin, Imo Oz Visushia, with him is might and counsel. Sushia is another word for Chochmah. Lo to him is Shoigeg Umashke. Now what does that mean? It's a little more difficult, this part of the pasuk. Look at the Mitzudos. Imo Oz B'yodei HaChizek how do you read this word? V'hatishus. I don't know what that word means. You know what that word means?
Toshus means weakness. Weakening.
Weakening?
So
one of them means weakening. What does it say in the Mitzudos?
And weakness.
What does it say in the Mitzudos? Tzion Tezayin? Doesn't say anything. There is no. Okay. Esmil Chazek v'esmil Hatish Koyach Zro. So Sushia here means weakness. With him is might and Sushia's weakness. Lo shogeg yodehu shigas adam im ki lo yoda adam benafsho.
So that's a different version of Sushia than we had seen before.
Yeah, Sushia normally means wisdom.
Wisdom. Wisdom we had said before, right?
Yeah, so this is a whole different type of word. A whole different word means here weakness.
Oz
is might.
Right, refers to Torah as well.
Correct. So in this context, it means according to the Kol Nimzei Kadosh Baruch Hu has his power. He has might. Who he wants, he will strengthen, and who he wants, he will weaken. Lo ta Kadosh Baruch Hu shaygei. Kadosh Baruch Hu is a weird. This is very more difficult. This part of the pasuk. Yodea hu shigas ha'adam im ki lo yoda ha'adam benafsho. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows of man's mistakes, although man does not know his own mistakes. Hashem is aware of things that mistakes you've made, although you yourself are not aware of these things. Umashke, yodea hu hadova she'odam mashke bo es hazulos. Hashem knows things that you have caused others to make mistakes. Man has an evil influence. A man does not realize that when he walks in the street, he's influencing other people, and sometimes he's influencing them for the wrong things. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is aware how man causes other people harm through his influence. Yodeh hu adav shahadam mashke boyas hazulos. He causes others to make mistakes. In ki lo yodu hazulos, even though the person himself is not aware. Okay, let's take a look at Rashi pasuk tezayin lo shaygeg. On pasuk tezvav, yishalchem v'yahapchu aretz b'shluchu soy kasha osa l'dor eno shehitzif shelishoy shel olam. Hashem sends forth His waters and He turns the world upside down. So this is a reference according to the Rashi. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the world in the Dor Enosh, He flooded a third of the world. Pasuk tezayin lo shageg ha'odam ha'shageg u'mashke sotan ha'mashkehu. So a whole different interpretation. U'mashke means to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is man. Man is the word shageg is a code for a human being. Because a human being is a person that makes mistakes.
Fallible.
That's a very powerful idea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control of a human being who is by that nature a shoygeg, imperfect, fallible. Umashke, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control of the creature that causes others to make mistakes. Who is the ultimate creature that causes others to make mistakes? The Satan. So Rashi has a very nice parish here, and this pasuk with him, it's, now Rashi does not tell us what the sushia. Okay, Rashi is silent. Only the Mitzudah says, "Oh, it's might this sushia is the what does the Targum say?" I don't know. Let me take a look. Pasuk. Oh, so he says chachma. Pasuk Yud Beis, Perek Yud Beis. Hazayin, Gabe Unsha,
Ushna.
Ushna is might. V'chuchmesa. The Mitzudah Targum means like the classic translation. Sushia means wisdom. Chochma, right? Not like what it says in the Mitzudas. The classic, I think, the average person when you ask them what does it mean, what's the meaning of a sushia, they tell you means wisdom.
We had it, I think, at least twice.
Yeah, it's a very popular word. The sushia, you have very you have a chochma v'sushia. So that's how he translates it according to the Targum, but according to the Mitzvahs, he has a new translation that means weakness. Shegi Gumashka, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is aware of man's mistakes and is aware of how man has caused other people to make mistakes. According to Rashi, simply we'll say Hashem has might and wisdom, and Hashem is in control of human beings who are by nature creatures who commit mistakes, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control of the Satan, who his nature is mashke, his nature is to cause other people to make mistakes. Pasuk Yud Zayin, Moilich Yoatzim Sholol V'Shoftim Yehollel. Hashem causes counselors to make mistakes and causes judges to make a mockery out of themselves. Sometimes judges and counselors do foolish things. Why do they do this? But they're wise. Hashem has influence over their minds, and Hashem could cause them to make mistakes. Pasuk Yud Zayin Mitzudas David. What? Person has bechira, so sometimes you are, it's a good question, you person does things which causes his bechira to become corrupt. Person, let's see, it's a good point. The question is better than any answer. Let's take a look at the Mitzvahs for one moment. Moilich, Hashem chachmei leiv bali etza, people who are wise, have wise hearts, people who are counselors. Moilich bad bederech sholol, Hashem brings them, causes them to travel on a way of foolishness, of destruction. V'sakel das hashoftim, Hashem causes the minds of the judges to become foolish. Im ki me'od chochmu, despite their great wisdom. Okay, so your question is, but doesn't the person have free will? And free will should seemingly give a person the control over his mind to decide wisely. Good question. There are some times when a person does things where he's punished and his bechira is taken away from him. For example, Paro. Paro, in the early part of his life, had free will. He made bad decisions. His decisions were so cruel, it got to the point where it wasn't fair any longer that he should be allowed to continue making decisions. Now bechira was taken away and he was forced to suffer. So seemingly you have to say something along those lines, where a person, when he has free will, he is corrupt, then the free will is taken away, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused the counselors to make foolish mistakes and judges to act in a state of foolishness. A more precise translation, look at the words of the Mitzvah Sion, Shalol Inyan Shtus. The translation for Shalol is Shtus, is foolishness, and the translation for the word Yeholol is Sichlus. Basically, it means exactly the same thing. Hashem causes the wise to become the counselors to become foolish, and the judges to become foolish. Pasuk Yud, Pasuk Rashi, Shalol, Im davar hu shtus, melichim b'shtus, kishuhu roitze la'arvev ulebaleya chachmasam. If the matter is foolish, I'm sorry, shame davar hu. The word sholol is a noun. Shame davar hu shtus. And it means foolishness. What does it mean in the context of this pasuk? Melicham b'shtus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu guides them in a way of foolishness. Kishu rotze le'arvev ulevala chochmasam, when Hashem wants to confuse and to consume their wisdom. Kimo, example of Yeshayah v'sor meirah, mishtolol, mishtololu abirei leiv. Okay, these are different examples where the word, the same idea, mishtolol, means foolishness. The tov asher the mishtolol ve'eshtolulu, and the tov in those words, derech loshen ivris, so that's not part of the shoresh. Those examples that he's quoting from Yeshaya and Tehillim, so the shoresh is shoylol. Shin vav lamed lamed. You'll ask, but here there is no tav, and there in Yeshaya and Tehillim there's an extra tav. The answer is that's not part of the shoresh. That's something which is padded into the pasuk for stylistic purposes. Sterech came derech loshon ivris b'teva sheyisaida shin oisamach. A word whose shoresh begins with a shin or a samach, and we want to transform a noun into a verb, o mispael, or some other form of their expression, no sein tov achar ois rishayna, it's Hebrew grammar to take a tov and add it into the first, after the first consonant in the word, the first letter of the word, shall yisod kamo vayishtichu beir vayishtamer chukos imri mistolol ba'ami vayistabel hechagov. All different examples where a tof is added after the first letter of the shoresh when we're trying to take what would otherwise be a noun and convert it into a verb.
I think it makes the word easier to pronounce.
But he's not saying that. He's saying that it's just a different form of the word.
What I'm saying is that you often find it inserted. So why is it inserted? I'm suggesting
it's not part of the shoresh.
Right. Yeah, right.
It's inserted. I'm suggesting that because it makes it a little easier to pronounce the word.
Okay, let's go further. Yehoilol, yishuteh. Same exact expression we had before. It means to become foolish. Lashon hoilulus v'sichlus. The same thing we said before. Kepasik yudches. Musa mulachim piteach. The musa means the bonds. The bonds of the kings Hashem opens up. Kings have the power to imprison, to lock people up, to the oppression, right? To oppress the masses. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, HaKadosh Baruch Hu releases the bonds of oppression from the kings. Vayesor ezer b'mosnehem, and Hashem turns the tables upon them. Hashem locks them up. Hashem takes a belt and ties it as a chain around their own thigh, their own loins, restrains the kings. Hashem restrains them from things that they would otherwise do. These ideas that we've mentioned over here represent the concept of leiv melachim biyad Hashem. It's always very fascinating to study world leaders and even Obama. Obama, I mean, the things that he promised in his it's not just, you know, a politician. All politicians are corrupt and everything is a big lie and so on and so forth. It's there's definitely the leiv melachim biyad Hashem, that when they come into office and now they are given power, authority to do things which affect the entire world, even though what they believe in and based on their DNA and everywhere they come from, they should be making different decisions, yeah. Decisions which are consistent with their beliefs and promises that they made when they came into office. Suddenly they find themselves doing things they never imagined they would do. So how do you explain this? So a pessimist will say, oh, because they're all corrupt. But it's deaf. Chazal don't say that. Chazal will very clearly say that leiv melachim biyad Hashem. It's almost, I mean, this is an extreme thing to say. This is extreme. It's almost, it doesn't really make a difference who the president is. Hashem controls the world. Obviously, what I'm saying is not 100% true, but it's an extreme thing to bring out a point. It doesn't really make a difference who the world leaders are. Leiv melachim biyad Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu guides their decisions. They're not in control. And that's exactly what it says here. All these are different psukim. Hashem is moilich yo'atzim shalol v'shoftim yo'halol. Musar melachim pitech. If a world leader decides he's going to oppress the mass, and Hashem says, I don't want that to happen, Hashem will undo it. V'yesar ezer b'mosnehem. Hashem will lock them up, will prevent them from pressing the button. Yeah.
I hear examples like in World War II or in what Hitler did or Stalin, where they all of a sudden they did things that have no understanding, rational explanation,
exactly,
and change the course of the war, change the course of history.
Back against Russia.
And so, exactly, that's a good example of this sort of thing, where he does something completely irrational seeming or out of character seeming, and for the good of history.
Or the bad. For the good or the bad. We don't know.
We had it. Chizkiyahu went against Mitzrayim, right?
Chizkiyahu against the advice of Yirmiyahu. Against the advice of Yirmiyahu. Okay, but that's, okay, this is what it's very explicit. This is not just an abstract concept. It's very explicit here in this pasuk, this idea. Let's take a look at the Besudas David, pasuk Yudches, Piteach, Hashem Matir Kesher Hasorim. Hashem undoes the bands of the leaders. Ratzulaymar Neser Kishrei Ritzuos Ha'Oil Asher Samu Al Ha'am. Hashem releases the bands, the straps of servitude, the yoke of service that the king puts upon the people. And on the other hand, when Hashem wants, Yikshar Ha'ezar B'mosnehem, Hashem puts a belt around their loins. Ratzulaymar Ya'amitz Koicham. So here, not like I told you, the Midrash Baruch Hu prevents them from doing things that Hashem does not want. Here it means that the Midrash Baruch Hu gives them strength, just the opposite. You have a weak leader, a weak president. Who would ever expect that he would go to war so weakly? He had the guts to do something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this expression of tying a belt, an azar, b'mosnechem, that's an expression of strengthening yourself and going out to war to conquer.
A girdle,
you put on something very strong. Hashem strengthens them. Ki ho ezor b'mosnav, the expression of an ezor. We have this by Eliyahu. The ezor b'mosnav who mechozek u'mezuras means strength and preparation to go out and fight a war. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls the shots. Let's see the Rashi Pasuk Yudches Musar Melachim Piteach Lohasir Musar Sivla Me'al Achedim Gumaviram Mimalucha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes off the yoke, their yoke upon the people, and removes them from their kingdom. Vayesor Ezer B'mosneihem B'tchilasam K'shuchot Eitzbohem Choyger Chalitzehem U'mezarzam Koyach L'meluch. Same thing as the Mitzvah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them strength to be successful in their endeavors. Pasik Yud Tes Moilich Kehanim Shailol Ve'esonim Yisalef. Now then he goes back to the other idea. When you say really in Pasuk Yitzayin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he makes the Kohanim. Now the Kohanim here does not refer to the priests, who are at least similar to Shevet Levi, who are do Birchas Kohanim and serve the Beis Hamidosh. Here Kohanim is an expression of the leaders. If you look in the Mitzudos Tzion, he translates Kohanim here to mean the Sorim. Kamov Nei David, Kohanim were leaders. David, were the children of David were not Kohanim, because David comes from Shevet Yehuda. So it has to mean in that Pasuk in Shmuel Beis that they were leaders. And that's what it means. So basically in Pasuk Yotes, he's repeating exactly what he said in Pasuk Yitzayin. In Pasuk Yitzayin, he said, Moilich Yo'atzim Shalol. Here he says exactly the same thing. Moilich Koyhanim Shalol. So why is he saying exactly the same thing? First he says Yo'atzim, here he says Koyhanim. So, like we say always in the Mitzudos, the Kofol Hadavar, the Milois Shainois. He repeats the same expression in different words. The Esonim. Esonim means the mighty, the powerful. Yisalef means to remove. Hashem removes these people. Let's take a look at the Mitzvot Pasuk Gites. Moilich Kohanim Hasorim. Moilich B'derech Shalol. The Aves HaChazakim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He corrupts the strong. Ba'al HaKoyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes them to collapse, their strength to collapse. L'Ba'al Yilchamu B'derech HaNimus V'Haroi, to prevent them from fighting in a proper way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings it about that their technique, their method is corrupt, and it comes to an end. What does Rashi say? Pasik Yotes, Koyhanim, same thing, Koyhanim, Sarim, Kmo Koyin Midyan, Koyin Oven, a corrupt leader. Okay, it was Koyin Oven, the leader of of own, name of a place, coin own, name of a place, Bereshis. Pasik, next pasik, next thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, this is a repetition of Chochma. Potiphera Kohen, he was the leader of own. Meisir Safal Lidev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes eloquent speech from the faithful. V'tam zikenim yikach Hashem, if he chooses, takes away the reasoning of the old people, of the chachomim, ze shekane chachma. Chaf mitzudos David l'namonim, lehamadabrim ba'ale hamalitza. Those people, the speakers, public speakers, who have eloquence, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he so chooses, he takes away their koyach hadibor, yosir hamamar sif sosam, ad lo yachinu l'daber ma b'lvavam, they don't have the ability to bring out the proper words, me'azakeinim ba'le hamada, from the elders who are people of understanding, yikach meitiv tochan ha'amorim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away their logic, their reasoning, and their chochma at his choosing. Rashi pasik chof l'ne'monim, af l'ne'monim, even the faithful. Why? Ki pa'amim sifasav nivlolim ladaber sara. Now this is shocking Rashi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he wants, even people who are faithful, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away their speech. Even the people who are faithful, who are we referring to? Kimo Avraham. Shocking, right? Shocking to say that Avraham made a mistake. How could it be that a gadol made a mistake? The Ramban says, Ramban is very critical of Avraham. Only in this generation we don't make mistakes. Only our generation. Right. The old generations, no. Avraham made mistakes. Today we don't make mistakes. Look what he says here. Vehemin b'Hashem, but v'sof nichshal b'mo'eda. Hashem made two promises to Avraham. First promise was children. Hashem says, you could say, it's dagnina shalacha. And you're going to have a child, even though your wife is 90 years old and you're 100 years old, you're going to have a child. Vehemin b'Hashem. Then Hashem says, and what about Eretz Yisrael? I'm going to give you Eretz Yisrael also. Yeah. Bamo Eda. So Avraham earned the title, he got a PhD as being a Neman, when he said, Vehemin b'Hashem. So why couldn't he maintain the faith, hold out just a few more moments, and keep the faith when Hashem told him, you're going to inherit Eretz Yisrael? Why did he have to ruin it by saying, Bamo Eda? And that brought about the Shibud, the Bishon HaTzar, 400 years, 286 years, 210 years, 190 years, all the calculation. Why? The answer is, this is what Rashi says, Meisir. It's very complicated, extremely complicated. But over here, Rashi says that this pasuk is part of the conversation. When you want to address this issue, you can't go, and it cannot be a complete discussion unless you know Sefer Eiv, and you learn Perek Yud Beis, and you come to pasuk Chof, and you bring this into the conversation where it says, Meisir Hashem, not Avraham. That's the simple translation of the pasuk. When Hashem wants, Hashem has influence over a human being, and Hashem removes sofa, speech, language, from l'ne'emonim, even from the faithful. So this pasuk seems to indicate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu influenced Avraham to make a mistake. Isn't that what it says? Isn't that what it says? Isn't that a shocking thing to say? Wouldn't you accuse me of being an Apikoros of saying this?
Generally, the way it's understood.
But it's something which has to be discussed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes a person to make a mistake. So
it keeps him human.
What? Why would that be so? So the only explanation is Avera Goyreres Avera. That if a person, in the very, very beginning, if we go back to the very beginning, a person has perfect free will. You have two sides, 50-50. Hashem put a man in this world, choose. Ubocharta b'chayim. If a person chooses wrong, deliberately decides to make a mistake, that has a consequence. Avera goyreres avera. And part of the punishment is there will come a time later in your life where you will once again be presented with a dilemma. And the punishment is, since in the past you chose to make the wrong decision, now as a punishment to you, I'm going to influence you to make the wrong decision, which will have consequences, further consequences, which you will have to suffer. That is the only explanation I heard that has a little bit, that's one explanation which has gives some explanation to this concept. So then you'll ask me, so where then did Avraham make a mistake? Where was his first mistake? So there you have to trace. The Ramban talks about. Ramban, Lech Lecha Mi'artzcha, Avraham, he went to Mitzrayim. Hishunana, according to Ramban, he was very critical. There was a famine. It was a mistake. Why are you going down to Egypt? Why are you not faithful? I told you that this is the land. Lech Lecha Mi'artzcha. Maybe that was the mistake. Since in the past, the first Nisoyim, I told you to go to Eretz Yisrael, you, Avraham, were not faithful in my directive of staying in the land. You chose to go down to Egypt. Now, when I'm telling you that you're going to get Eretz Yisrael, you're coming, I'm going to influence you to make a mistake and say to me, Bemo'eda, so that now you will be forced to go down to Egypt. Okay, so this is an approach to explain. But again, the point I want to make is, it's a little bit of an extreme thing to say, but the point I want to make is, you cannot ignore what it says here in this pasuk, Meisir HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that is influencing a human being, at least according to Rashi. Okay, we'll stop here with pasuk Chaf Aleph.
That was your example.
Okay, we'll stop here.